Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it could be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, In the Quiet, Finding God's Voice Beyond the Thunder. And today's focus is hearing God's voice in our day-to-day life. In a world that often equates significance with the volume and action with impact, the divine narrative offers a contrasting perspective. It is in the gentle whisper, the subtle nudge where the profound presence of God often reveals itself. Today, we journey back to the moment when Elijah, standing on the mountain before the Lord, discovered the profound truth about God's communication. It's not always in the tumult of the earthquakes or the roar of the fire, but in the quiet and in the stillness where his voice is heard most clearly. Drawing from 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 11 through 12, let's explore how to attune our hearts to the whisper of God in the everyday. Our springboard for today's discussion is 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 11 through 12. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, the sound of a low whisper. Now, this passage serves as a vivid reminder that God's ways of communicating are well beyond our human expectations. Elijah, having witnessed God's power in dramatic manifestations, found him in a moment of sheer delicacy. This encounter teaches us the importance of seeking God not only in the monumental, but also in the miniature of our lives. It challenges us to quiet our surroundings, our thoughts, and our expectations, and to listen for God's voice in the whispers of our existence. Let's do a quick focus training. Number one, daily silence. Dedicate a few minutes each day to sit in silence. Use this time to quiet your mind and open your heart to God. It's in these moments of stillness that we become receptive to the subtle whispers of God. Number two, mindful observations. Practice mindfulness in your daily activities. Whether you're walking, eating, or simply pausing between tasks, be present. Attune yourself to the subtle ways God might be speaking to you through your environment. Number three, scripture soaking. Spend time soaking in the scriptures, especially those that highlight God's gentle guidance. Meditate on them, allowing the Holy Spirit to highlight God's truth in your heart. Number four, reflective journaling. Keep a journal of the moments when you felt a nudge, an insight, or a piece that you believe was God speaking to you. Reflecting on these entries can strengthen your ability to discern his voice. And number five, community sharing. Share your experiences of hearing God's whisper with others. Sometimes, verbalizing these moments can affirm their significance and encourage others to tune in to God's subtle communications. In conclusion, hearing God's voice in our day-to-day life is less about expecting grandiose displays of his power and more about becoming attuned to the gentle yet profound presence of his Spirit in our midst. It's about recognizing that his guidance often comes in the form of a whisper, a soft murmur amidst the noise of life, guiding us, comforting us, and leading us on the path of his choosing. Today's call to action: intentionally incorporate one of the focus training as above practices into your daily routine. Be patient and persistent in seeking God's voice in the quiet moments. Reflect on how this practice enhances your ability to discern his guidance. And today's question of the day: when was the last time you experienced God's whisper in your life? And how did it impact your decisions or perspective? Let's pray. Lord, teach us to seek your presence not only in the earthquakes and the fires of life, but in the quiet whispers of your voice. Help us to find moments of silence in the busy days to learn your gentle guidance. May we become attuned to the subtle ways that you speak to us, guiding our steps and our decisions. Amen. As we step into the rhythm of our daily lives, let us carry with us the lesson of Elijah, that God is often found in the whisper. By cultivating a practice of listening for his gentle voice, we open ourselves to the profound guidance and presence that only he can provide. Let the whisper of God be the guiding light in our journey, leading us through both the tumult and the tranquility of life.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myart2b.com. That's www.myart2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.